I'm pleased to be joined by the mayor of Toledo. That is Wade Kapsakiewicz. Hello, Mayor Wade. Can I call you Mayor Wade?
It's a lot easier than calling me Mayor Kapsakiewicz, that's for sure. So, yes, happy to be here.
Yes. And we also have Dr. Marvin Whitfield, who is the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwestern Ohio. Welcome to you.
Thank you for having us. Pleasure to be here.
Now, you guys know each other, yeah?
Yes, we do. And I'm trying to think if that's certainly a benefit for me. I'm not sure if it's a benefit for you.
Most definitely for us. We had the pleasure of having the mayor come out and speak to our youth during our summer program, Empowering Future Leaders, and had a big impact. And I think we recruited a couple of politicians.
Yeah.
They're welcome to take over anytime.
The reason that I ask is because you're both in a position to face all of the issues that are raised by the opera Blue. And Mayor Wade, I know that you like classical music. We've had you on the radio station before. We talked about Beethoven, and you had a great theory about Beethoven and the Beatles and something like that. Does that ring a bell?
The Beatles, I don't remember that. I remember going on the air and talking, and I would have talked about Beethoven, it sounds like something I would do. I know that the Beatles were influenced by his music. There is, I believe, on Abbey Road, the song Because is really just the Moonlight Sonata inverted. So I can't remember if that's what I said or not, but if I didn't say it, I'll say it right now.
Yeah.
And actually, though I wasn't necessarily intended to go down this road, but you know, when you came back from break and talked about how you're emphasizing, composers of people of color, we have to always keep in mind that the history we learn comes from a certain perspective. Mm-hmm. And actually, now that you bring him up, Beethoven was almost certainly a person of color.
Right.
His mom was what at the time they called a Moor. So she was, which would have meant that she would have been from northern Africa. Beethoven didn't get along with his dad. His dad was a struggling composer himself and was rough with him. History certainly remembers his dad, but his mom very well may have been what we would today describe as, of African descent. And so even Beethoven himself, in other words,
right,
would be a composer of color if it under a fuller understanding of history.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I knew if anybody could tie Beethoven to Blue, it would be you, sir.
I suppose.
But in your role as mayor and as president, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters, you obviously face these issues on a daily basis that come across your desk, the issues of community and the issues of division and how, there's class division, there's racial division. There's so many things that are problems that you have to deal with all the time. I wonder if you could each talk a little bit about how art is helping address these issues in our society. I mean, obviously, we start with Blue. I mean, it's the most prescient example right now. And this is an opera that covers a wide range of topics. I mean, do you want to talk a little bit, Mr. Whitfield?
Yes. Speaking from three perspectives when it comes to race and the community, I speak as an African-American, as a retired police commander, and as a researcher who did research in the area of implicit bias and cultural competency. And when I look through the space and where we are in society today, I look through a theoretical framework. And it's very important that we have tools such as the opera to find ways to better educate the community. Because ignorance is born of lack of information, right? And the only way you can counter ignorance is through education and delivering it through different methods and different platforms, and hoping that you will find a sweet spot for each individual as they grow as a person. And the one thing about Blue, I can relate to, because being an African American, I started in law enforcement as a teenager and retired back in 2009. It was challenging.
Yeah.
My kids had to deal with it. A lot of families and friends questioned my choice, especially when we had the spikes within society when the African community was mistreated. But how I look at it, and I feel it's very important that we educate on both sides, is as African American, I know we're not all bad people. And as a retired law enforcement commander, I know we're not all bad people. And so how do we remove the levels of bias and mistrust and rebuild and reestablish that relationship? And it's through what Blue is doing, starting to create the opportunity for a conversation to where it's not non-confrontational, showing the challenges both sides face. And when I took over Big Brother Big Sisters back in January 2020, one of the first things I did, it was at the height of the George Floyd situation, is brought the big badges program here to Toledo, to where we actually work with the city. They're one of our partners, along with the Sheriff's Department and other agencies, to where we actually have law enforcement officers mentor our kids. So that way, both sides see each other in a different light to continue to build that level of trust.
Yeah. I mean, the only way we all move forward is if all of us, you know, move together, choose to move forward. Mayor Wade, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, I mean, first of all, this is such a fantastic community for the arts and for families and for anybody who wants to live here. But the connectiveness between the different communities that are brought together by all kinds of arts here in Toledo. And then specifically, if you could talk a little bit about Toledo Opera, it'd be great.
I've always felt that art gives a community its soul. Mm-hmm. You know, you need sewers, and you need streets, and you need parks and police officers. And you can have a city with just those things, but that city wouldn't have a soul. And art is what helps us express our innermost feelings. And so whether it is a painting, a poem, a song, having the conversation that this country needs to have and really has been having in earnest, finally, after the George Floyd incident, it makes all the sense in the world that it would be expressed through Blue. I've declared today, August 18th, to be Blue Day in the city of Toledo, because I don't know that you could confront the issues of police and community relations and race in a way more evocative than this show does. It speaks to everything that we're seeing as a country. And we see it just in our recruiting work, for instance. So we have a fire department, we have a police department. Our fire recruiting we're doing so well in attracting diverse candidates that our fire department is winning national awards for not just recruiting new firefighters, but promotion from within. I couldn't be prouder of where we are in our fire department when it comes to race and diversity in general. Our police department, we are making strides. We're working. I think we're getting better. But among our problems is the difficulty in recruiting and attracting African Americans who want to be police officers for many of the reasons exposed in Blue. The pressures that an African American would feel internally from community, from loved ones, the having to confront certain aspects of racism, in the job, it's a tough, just in the difference in our recruiting success between police and fire reveals, frankly, how important and timely this is. Yeah. I've always felt that Toledo, despite whatever imperfections it has, does better on race relations and diversity than most cities. Just about every city in the country now has a sister city relationship. Many have dozens. We now have dozens of sister city relationships. But in only one city can ever claim to have formed the first sister city, and Toledoans should know it was their city. In 1931, Toledo, Ohio, and its namesake in Spain, Toledo, Spain, was even called a sister city, but formed the first official partnership between two cities in the world. And what I like about that story is think of what was happening in the world in 1931. This country was, it was a very isolationist time, the period between the two wars, the Depression. We were looking inward. Europe was even worse, 1931. So Hitler would have been 2 years away from being in power. Mussolini was already in power. Franco. Without knowing it, the world was preparing for the war that would kill 70 million people.
Yeah.
And yet, what was Toledo doing? Little old Toledo, Ohio, was looking for friends, looking across the ocean, looking to build bridges at a time when that was not what the rest of the world. The rest of the world was turning in and started and getting ready to hate each other again. And Toledo, gosh darn it, was pushing against that temptation and looking for common understandings. And here now, what, 90 years later, I think you see that in our cultural festivals, how we embrace, you know, the German festival, Polish festival, African-American festival. I mean, we do that. We're not perfect in Toledo, but I think we do this pretty well. And by highlighting shows like Blue, by the work we do with the arts, which, again, is a way to bring out the soul of the community, and part of our soul is accepting of others, I think it's a special thing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That was Mayor Wade Kapuscavage from Toledo, the city of Toledo. We've been talking about Toledo and Toledo Opera and the Opera Blue. Also, Dr. Marvin Whitfield, who is president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwestern Ohio and former police commissioner. Is that
commander?
Commander. There's a difference, right?
Yeah. One of us had to work for a living.
Okay. We're taping these interviews, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So everything you say, we've got a record of. I want to thank you both for talking with us during Blue Day here on FM 91.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.